I did.
And has Doug friended you yet?
No.
Oh, we got to get on his case.
I will. I think I'll G plus him.
Yeah, I'll get on his case. You had Google Plus. Get on his case.
Because I even found a bumper for when we're talking about running.
Oh. Oh, jeez. Of course, you know, my brother-in-law is walking with me. You're wondering, but he knows I do the show. Do you mind walking around the circles like this? Okay.
Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the Snowless Youper. Tonight, the leaves are out, and so are the black flies. Joel discovers Daredevil, and Barry makes level 11. All that and more on Late Night. Charge! And now, digitally gathering to slap at black flies. Here's Joel, Barry, and Michael! The late night QRM that did not happen.
The late night QRM that almost wasn't hurt.
Late night QRM missing edition.
Yes. The pre-show with no show. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, my mom has got, she hasn't listened to any of our shows in a while because she's been, you know, changing equipment and didn't know how to get the podcast. So I've gone online to, or on the Amazon store because she's got Kindles.
Yeah.
She has a couple Kindles. There's not much of a selection for podcast aggregators on the Kindle.
Pocket Caster.
Is there one for Kindle?
Oh, for Kindle. I don't know. No, I don't know. Jeez.
Now, I got to go back and look. I can tell you the first one I found, I'm not impressed with because it couldn't find my podcast.
Huh.
I mean, it gives you a place to manually enter in the URL for the feed.
Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't put enough space in their program for a long feed name because, you know, the podcast that shall not be named is pretty long. So it doesn't take it. I can put in Virtual Youper and Youpercast, Late Night QRM, but the one she really wants to hear.
You need to give it an alias and put another RSS.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's what I need. No, I'm just going to have to find another aggregator for her.
I'm surprised. Somebody just came online. Joel did. All right, let me call him. Oh, he's already on. Yep. Well, join in. Oh, maybe.
Who is that?
Call him? It's Joel.
Oh.
Let's see. Add people. I already got him. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I can just call him. Will this... Can I add him? Hang on.
It'll be easier for you to call us back?
No, I just didn't want to drop you.
No. I got about 10 minutes before I got to go in.
I'll just add Joel. Gotta find Joel. Where's Joel? There's Joel. Okay. Ed. And now he's on there twice. Oops. Do I have the right Joel? Remove from group. Let's see.
Sequel.
I think.
Yeah, it is. That's been out.
I didn't see the original.
It was typical.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what I gotta do. I gotta add him this way.
That's
Yes, I'm trying, Joel. I'm trying.
Nice to hear. Have you been to a movie here since they renovated everything?
Yes. Yes, I have. The last Hobbit movie. Hmm. What's that?
Hello?
Yeah, that's right.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it's about time.
Hey, Michael.
Michael's got like 5 minutes left.
Well, actually close to 10 minutes, but yeah, I'm going to have to go find my seat at the theater. At the Opera House Petit Zoon.
Very nice indeed.
Yes. Well, I'm thinking about it. Barry, you said Pocket Caster is what you use?
I use Pocket Caster, yes, which is an Android product, too. It's Android and iPhone.
Okay, now, is that the one that Shane Burley was talking about that allows you to listen to it and then switch to the PC and pick up where you left off?
Not the PC. I don't think they have one for the PC. I could be wrong, but okay.
I need to go back and look at what he was talking about. Because he found one that he's bought just about every different appliance out there.
Yeah.
And there's an Android one out there that does the Netflix type thing. You can listen to a podcast on your phone, get into the house, and flip on the podcast on your PC and picks up exactly where you left off from the phone.
It does do that between devices. I just don't know whether it has there's a PC version of it.
Okay, well maybe we're talking about the same one. But I'll have to check out to see if it's available for the people.
That's why I got it, because it syncs across platform.
Okay, then we may be talking the same thing.
Yeah, it's been very good.
Make it easy for my mom.
Yeah, it does a lot better job. I actually like it better than Downcast.
Downcast, again, now that iOS 8.3 is out, is really doing weird things to my phone.
Mm.
They never seem to keep up with the OS changes.
Huh.
I mean, eventually they do.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing it's doing right now that is really, really annoying is ever since iOS 3 came out, or iOS 8.3 came out, why is my phone buzzing? Anyhow, ever since iOS 8.3 came out, if I pull the earbuds out or plug them back in, it resets the podcast I'm listening to the very beginning again.
Oh, that sucks. Wow.
Which is really, really annoying.
Yes. I've had no issues with Pocket Cast.
Well, I may look into that. And the platform independence stuff would be really big for Mrs. Virtual Youper, because she does most of her listening on the PC and would like to be able to pick up on the phone when she's on the road. But she's mostly, on her MacBook, not PC.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely don't have one for the MacBook. We should annoy them to make one, because that would be great. Because even Downcast has one that I heard it's not that great, but they have one that runs on the Mac.
Yeah, but it's like $10.
Yeah.
I didn't even buy it because I heard it wasn't that great and it's not that cheap.
Well, Pocket Cast is not free either.
I know.
You have to buy it. And if you buy it on two platforms, you got to buy it again.
Yeah. And it's like $15, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's good. I mean, I don't mind paying money if it works.
Yep, same here.
Yeah. So far I've had no issues whatsoever with it, even with the syncing and everything else. So.
All right, guys. Well, I'm back at the Opera House. I'm
going
to make use of the facilities and then go find my seat.
Okay.
And I'm going to say goodbye to my brother-in-law, who's been quietly walking next to me as I walk around the square. So I'll catch up with you guys later if you're still on.
Okay.
Catch you later.
We'll see you.
Okay, have a good show.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Can you hear me all right, Barry?
Yeah, you're a little over-modulated.
Well, I do that.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, let me do this. Let me go into preferences. Automatically adjust microphone settings. Let me turn that off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And this might make it more better.
Uh-oh,
what? Am I still over-modulated?
Mm-mm. Hang on.
The hell is that?
Wait a minute.
Listening.
I popped open my dog Drew Brew and it started foaming up past the
Ooh, gotcha, gotcha.
Oh, God. Oh, it's doing it again.
Quick, gotcha. Don't waste the beer.
Come on, stop it. Crazy. Man, it is carbonated after a year.
It was a good batch. It was a real good batch.
It was.
That was the very first batch.
I'm practically chugging this one, trying to keep it from overflowing.
Song by the end of the show.
Oh, God. Well, actually, this was the second batch.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Well, he gave it some room to foam. I can see it. I pop open the bottle, and I could see it slowly coming up. I said, uh-oh.
This could go bad. Or be wasteful at the very least. Is Barney on?
No. Barney is not on again. And did you get my text? I texted all three of you guys, you know, the group.
I didn't look at my phone, to be honest with you. I had earbuds on watching YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
So I actually, Debbie said, oh, I'm heading to bed because she, you know, she worked all day. Oh. And I literally said, oh, wow, you're going to bed so early. And then I happened to look at the top right corner at the time on my MacBook. I went, holy crap, it's 7 minutes after eight. I got to do a show.
We were wondering because, you know, Michael put out the thing that he wasn't going to be able to make it, whether we were going to, you know,
be able to do it.
Well, you know, I was wondering whether people thought we weren't doing it at all.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
But
I am here. I'm trying to think of things that I could add to the show.
Oh.
And let's see. What value add could I bring forth to show number 180? Let's see. Well, I shaved my head.
All right. There we go. We could talk about that for hours.
What else? I took some Advil.
Oh, drug abuse.
No, drug necessity.
Advil for what?
Basically, there's still the sprained ankle in the back.
Okay.
And let's see here. What else?
I took Advil too, but for sinuses.
Advil sinus?
Yeah.
Ah, I've never tried that.
It's good.
I have to give that a whirl.
And the pollen is great.
Oh, I take Zyrtec for that.
Oh, okay. I've never tried Zyrtec.
Oh, that stuff works awesome.
Really?
No drowsiness at all.
Okay.
And it just dries you right up. Not runny, itchy eyes, nose, mouth.
I'll have to try that. Although Advil works nice. When Anne-Marie remembers to buy it, she always buys all sorts of different versions of, you know, we got Advil Cold, daytime Advil Cold, nighttime Advil Cold, in between time Advil Cold, you know, Advil Cold for scratchy throats, Advil Cold for colds, Advil Colds for fevers, and Advil Hay Fever for colds, and...
Oh, wow. Advil for if it's cold in between your toes.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, excuse me.
You know what? I'm sitting here now. I have my adult podcasting beverage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying to myself, damn, I wish I had some pretzels.
Oh, man, I could use some pretzels right now, too. With beer? Yeah. Now you've made me hungry.
I'm sitting here thinking, man, some pretzels. I mean, potato chips are nice because I was having the sweet barbecue. But pretzels, that would go down real good right now.
Yeah.
But, let's see, now I'm racking my brain going, what do we have in the pantry? Sure to hell ain't pretzel. I could have grits. Listen to Michael's podcast when he had a whole show on grits. I have to say, I laughed, and I also went to the store and bought some more.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute. I'm out of quick grits. I usually have two containers at all times. And not the instant grits, the quick grits that you have to cook on the stove.
Yeah.
And they cook up in about 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, no grits. What shall we do? I know. Buy a case.
Buy a case of grits.
Few staples that are in this house. Grits, Scrapple, and
Scrapple.
You know, Scrapple.
That's what, where do you get Scrapple up here?
Market Basket, right?
Really?
In Hudson. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. Does Market Basket in Hudson put the grits in with the breakfast cereals or in with the baking?
Breakfast cereals.
Wow, that's amazing, because when we first moved up here, we couldn't find grits, and it was with the baking stuff.
Ah, because they didn't know what they were.
I guess. I don't know.
Honestly, God, because it's like, okay, it's hominy, it's corn. That's where they split the husk of the corn, and it's actually in an acid is how they do it.
Yeah.
And I said, and it's washed. And a lot of people go, grits? What's grits? I don't know what grits are. Actually, I should have done that with a New England accent. Anybody down south would know what grits are.
Yeah. And they know they belong in the breakfast aisle.
And they go with breakfast right next to, like, cream of wheat.
Yeah. Yeah. But they had it in with baking goods, like, you know, the instant cake mixes and stuff like that.
I guess you could bake some grits in a cake. Probably tastes pretty damn good, but I don't know.
I just wonder what poor demented mind down south said, let's take some corn husks and dip them in acid.
That was one of the poorest some bitches you ever met in your life. When they said, what do we have? I got a bucket of citric acid over here, and I got some corn over here. Dip that shit in there, wash it, boil it, and we're eating it with salt and butter.
Really? Jeez.
Grits and eggs is a staple, man. I tell you what, I forgot just how good they can be. They're proper grits. But when I went down to visit my dad, we went to a diner, you know, and they just give you a bowl of grits, and I had eggs and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Those damn things were so freaking good.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how delicious they were. And I'm like, I think mine are pretty good.
Yeah.
But then again, I cheat, you know, as it was in my that movie, My Cousin Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
No proper Southerner would ever be caught making instant or quick grits. Well, if that's all you can get, what you're eating.
Really?
Plus, I'll be honest with you. I'm not waiting 35 minutes to make grits.
No.
It's just not happening.
No. It's not happening here either.
Oh, I live in New England here. Everything moves wicked fucking fast.
Yeah.
Including my breakfast.
Yep. Well, I think it's going to be you and me tonight.
Sounds like it's almost like an old radio QRM show kind of day.
All right. Well, we might as well
do a skit.
Well, I was going to say, are you ready to get social?
Let's get social with social media. Let's get social with social media.
Wonderful. Now life is complete. If I die right now, I can say it. I've heard everything that I needed to hear.
I stole that from the No Agenda show.
Yeah. I realize.
Oh, that's not right.
No, maybe it wasn't, but, you know, you borrow.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's start this puppy. Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number 180. From the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where the black flies have made themselves known. I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where the black flies can't live in the smog, this is Joel.
And that's it.
That's it.
Actually, you heard Michael in the pre-show. It's going to be...
Yeah.
This show's going to have a long pre-show because Michael was taking a walk around Woodstock, his hometown, childhood hometown. He's down visiting mom.
Yes.
This weekend. And he's on a business trip, too. So he was taking a walk, and he's off to the theater tonight. The theater. The theater.
Good for him. I mean, it sure the heck beats writing Netflix and popping popcorn.
Yeah. are hanging out with us. Oh, wait.
Yeah, oh, I know. I can't set the bar any lower there.
So we're here, and we might as well get right into Podcasters Anonymous.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Hey!
And I think you already know what I'm drinking from the pre-show.
Could you remind us, just in case we didn't catch that?
It's the QRM Breweries Dog Drool Brew.
Nice. And that was a good freaking batch, too.
It's born on date was sometime last year.
Oh, that's right on the label, too, which is a piece of masking tape with Sharpie on it.
Yeah. And it was quite carbonated, because when I popped it open, yes, it started immediately forming a head and flowing out of the bottle all over the place. Well, luckily, I was able to consume most of it. And
thank God for that.
And downed about half of the bottle, just so there was room for it to continue to foam up from carbonation. And that's all natural carbonation, too.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, a nice... it's a very hoppy beer. It wasn't an IPA, but it had lots of hops.
Right.
I forget what kind of beer it was now, because it was a year ago. I'd have to go look it up.
You know what? I don't remember either. Yeah. I really, truly don't.
No.
But because after Dog Drool Brew, then there was the Late Night QRM IPA.
No, that was it. The last one was the Dog Drool Brew.
The first one was
the Red Ale.
Red Ale.
And then this one. And last year, I didn't brew at all.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Wow, that was the year before?
Yeah. Oh, it's 2 years old.
Holy shit, that's been sitting around for 2 years.
I come to think of it, I didn't brew at all last year. I think we did this in 2013.
Yep. You sat in the garage.
Yep.
With the door open.
Yeah.
Drinking beer.
Well, that's the brewery. That's the brewery.
Exactly. I mean,
the brewery sits underneath the QRM studios.
I was seeing at a Breaking Bad, you know, like a little meth lab, and we're sitting here brewing beer in the garage, sitting around this big giant burner in a freaking, like, 7-gallon super tall lobster pot with thermostats hanging out of it.
with Sammy standing there drooling over the pot.
Yep, and then adding the secret bags of ingredients. And then check the iPhone, because you have to set the timer, because you have to add ingredients at certain intervals.
That's right.
You know, I would imagine anybody driving down the street, they're like, oh my God, it's a meth lab.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, how many more of those you got left over? I may have to help you get rid of some.
Oh, I've got quite a few here, so.
I'll be up tomorrow about one.
You'll have to come up and participate.
Oh, I love class participation.
And we'll have to think about the next one.
You know what? I was kind of wondering about that, and I was going to run this past you. What about a stout?
Stouts? I'll have to look into it. I think lagers are hard to do. I don't know about stouts. Although it's the wrong season for stout, but by the time we get it done, it'll be the right season, probably.
Yeah, it'll be fall.
Yeah. We start it now.
You need colder temperatures for lagers.
Yeah, and that's a problem here in the summertime.
Right, and you need colder temperatures for, I'm going to say, I think you need a cooler temperature for, like, you can brew it and keep it in your basement, as long as the basement doesn't get, like, above 55.
Somebody came up. Damn it. Who came up?
I don't know. Did they take the blue pill or the red pill?
Let me go see my contacts. Let's see. I don't know who came up.
I don't know either.
It wasn't Barty.
Okay.
It must have been somebody else on my list. I just heard the Skype thing go off.
Oh, that thing. Well, maybe not exactly like that, but that's my rendition of it.
Yes.
So, I was thinking about the next one. I'd love to do, like, you know, a stout or I'm thinking I'm going to pick up the ingredients. It would also be pretty cool would be to do a Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Pilsners are easy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, I was actually YouTubing last night a little bit about this. I'm thinking about going to kegs.
Okay.
Maybe getting a couple of kegs. Because
we should buy them full and then drink them empty.
Well, actually, you can use soda kegs. You know, there's a lot of them that get sold on used from restaurants. And
yeah, but sugar rots your teeth. I think we should buy beer.
What?
I'm sticking to that one.
I mean, just the kegs, the fountain soda comes in.
I'll find you that way. Take all the fun out of buying an empty container already.
Yeah, we're going to make soda. Ooh, that's exciting.
One of us is making soda. The other guy's making beer.
but they're not too expensive, but there is another process on how to get the kegs ready to go. And
sterilize them and that sort of
thing. Yeah, and then the other thing I got to look into is how much the carbonation, a tank of carbon CO2 costs, because you got to use that. That's mostly to get the air out of it. I found out because air will make beer go bad.
Well, we should use nitrogen instead. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Ours would be a tricked out nitrogen carbonation.
No, we'll do it with helium, and then when people are drinking their beer, their voice will get higher.
Voice changer. I bit the living crap out of the inside of my left cheek today.
Ouch.
All right, I mean, to the point where it feels like a piece of hamburger in there.
And then you're going to constantly bite it for the next 3 days.
That's what I'm trying to avoid now. That's why I realized, and just speaking right now, I'm forming my words differently to avoid the hunk of hamburger stuck to the inside of my left cheek. Really sucks. I don't know how the hell I managed to pull that little stunt off.
I forgot. It's just the two of us, so we can do video.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, yes, because we have Fairpoint awesome internet services.
But we're allowed to use two devices.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if my camera's popping up or not. I'm supposed to show mine
it's
in the
loop. Starting to.
I see you. I see you drinking in a Hawaiian shirt. Goddamn, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well, it's Hawaiian night here after... being eaten alive today. Oh,
yes.
I'll show you. This is actually in. Well, we might as well start it. Wait a minute. We're already well into Days of Our Lives.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking Crown Royal Regal Apple.
We already started Days of Our Lives. We don't give a crap.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So, in case you didn't hear that, Joel's drinking the same crap he drank last week.
I wasn't drinking Crown Royal Regal Apple last week.
Okay.
Last week, I was just drinking Crown Royal.
No, you were drinking Apple something.
It was a different Apple something. You're right, because I've never had this shit before.
Okay.
This is good stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can drink Regal this over on the rocks, and it is mind-numbingly delicious.
Why did you mix Coke in it for it?
Because I wanted to, I don't know, extend the happiness. How the hell do I know? By default, I usually have a shot.
Okay.
I'll take a sip, taste it straight on its own, probably like one glass worth, not a whole glass, you know, like a proper drink's worth. And then from there, I'll cut it with Coke and then put it in my sippy cup, because like I said, that's like, what, 297... it's a 1 liter cup. So if I filled that up, hell, I couldn't even fill the cup up with everything that's in the bottle. Not to mention I'd be unconscious by the time I got a third of the way down.
your camera's still trying to come up.
Really?
Yeah.
They sell a pill for that. I have no idea what the hell's going on here.
Have you tried turning it off and then turning it back on again?
We shall do that, because I can see me.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Go stop video.
Yep. The circle disappeared.
And now I'll go start video.
Oh, there you are. You popped right up there. Hi. Uh-oh. Stormtrooper.
My little stormtrooper, my beautiful bride, bought these stormtrooper citrus sours.
Ooh.
And yes, and then in a little stormtrooper tin. And when I looked at it, I said, oh, a product of China. So it probably comes laced with lead.
Yes. Probably.
I stand corrected. The tin was made in China. So the tin that it's in is actually laced with lead, smearing it on the candy that was made in Mexico.
There you go. Which has which has hidden meth in it.
Yes, which has crystal meth. And here's the funny thing. I just opened them up for the first time. Tell me that that little candy doesn't look like an Anison.
It does.
I'm looking at this thing, and I'm saying,
oh, God.
Uh-oh. I just heard your text go off.
Yeah. Who is it? It's Michael. By the way, this is Ragtime Band. I have tickets for tonight. Yeah, I know that. But we wanted to say the theater, because it's being held in the theater. Is he listening? He must be listening to us.
He might be listening to us. He's not appearing. He's got a little check mark next to his name.
Yeah.
So he might be muted. So if you look at this darn thing, it's got a little teeny tiny stormtrooper on what looks like an Anison. embossed onto this little lemon sour candy. And I looked at this and I'm like, well, if these things are Anison, which is an aspirin here in the States, I don't know if they have it elsewhere. And I haven't seen Anison, the aspirin brand, since the 70s.
No, I haven't seen that in ages.
I know, but honestly, it's like, you know, honestly, if they have aspirin in them, I sure in the hell won't have a headache for the next month. Because it tastes pretty damn good.
I think they're still their crystal meth tablets from Mexico.
They could be. I don't know. I should sell the whole damn thing. What's the street value of the Stormtrooper Anison?
Oh, God. Well, of course, you'll have to, the people listening to the podcast will just have to imagine this. But Joel, I will show you something. Look at that.
Oh, my God, you've got Windows.
Yeah.
You've got Windows everywhere.
I've got Windows, and you know what's great about them?
What's that?
That I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Windows, and they're all open.
Nice. I'm getting a nice breeze in there in the studio. Oops.
Sorry, I'm causing major noise when I picked up the laptop to show you.
Oh, but I'm telling you, wow, Windows. This turned out really nice.
Yeah, it's looking good. It's really nice. I like the Windows. And as you notice, we didn't get the little hashy things.
The that looks like little panes of glass.
Yeah. I opted not to get those so that you could, excuse me, see the woods.
Yes.
Without a lot of
interference.
But it is nice in here, and I've also noticed there's no bugs in here.
Yes, the other windows used to let the occasional fly thingy in here.
Yeah, like the three windows that I could open.
Yes. It let no breeze in, by the way.
Yeah.
Because they used to block each other.
So this means I'm probably going to be down till you using my air conditioner probably maybe two weeks out of the summer now this way.
It is significantly cooler up your way than it is down here.
It is nice, and it's quiet enough here that I can have the windows open, and you might hear the occasional car go by down on the street, or noisy car.
Right.
Might hear a hoot owl every once in a while. But
that sound effect, save that.
Yeah, okay. But it's been it's nice up here. Now all I have to do is clean the place up some more.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to displace it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. That was one of the reasons why I want to go to Kegs. Because if I go to Kegs, I can get rid of all the bottles. And, you know,
that's true.
Yeah. They take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. I'm still investigating that. We'll continue that story at another time. So, of course, here this week, the leaves came out on the trees.
Really? And I have to get up to see that.
And so did the pollen.
Ah, no kidding.
And that's, of course, we were just talking about that. So the pollen is around. And, of course, tomorrow is Mother's Day. And we know what that means up in New Hampshire.
That's right. Gunfire. It is New Hampshire.
No. Yeah, but it does mean that the black flies are out.
Yes.
And boy, are they out. Today.
Yeah, I saw that little... I saw your little your little bloodletting there on the G Plus page, and I went, "Holy shit! What did it? It's like the fly flew up, stabbed you with a serrated steak knife, and flew away."
I'm telling you, and the problem is from what I've been told, their saliva or whatever it is that they have, first of all, it has an anesthetic type part into it, so you don't feel them biting you. And they also have like an anticoagulant in it. So when they bite you, of course, they're after your blood, and they suck the blood up. And then when they leave, it continues to bleed. And if you go up on the Late Night QRM community page, G Plus community page, you'll see an actual picture of the little varmint, or as we like to call them, gnats with fangs.
Yeah, little bastard.
Yeah, and I took a picture of one that landed upon my knee, and that was about the last thing he remembers, is the picture, or actually I should say she remembers, because the ones that bite you are female, like mosquitoes, because they need the blood for their eggs or something, I don't know, for something. But, but then I looked down on my, after I snapped that picture, and I looked down at my leg, and I said, "Oh, perfect." I have blood dripping down by my leg, down by my ankle, where, several had come and feasted upon my
leg. Yes, they did. I would imagine they must have.
And literally, it was dripping down into my shoe.
Nice. So, that was a good bite then. That wasn't a little love kiss.
No, that was
a good chunk.
And I've eaten at least three. One went down my lung, I think, yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because they just buzz around your face and your mouth. And,
that's why I hate summer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The good thing about these guys is they disappear around Father's Day.
So. Right. And it's another thing. I mean, that's why really good cigars were invented.
Yes. And I needed
and
them.
Deet.
Because we did barbecue for the first time.
Oh, yeah, excellent. This, I did last night myself.
For the first time on the grill. Yesterday, I did the grill cleaning by getting it up to 600 degrees and letting it sit there at for 15 minutes, and it basically baked and cooked everything. It's like cleaning your oven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Inside, you do the same thing with the Weber grill, and so it baked everything off, and then I just had to lightly scrape the grill with a wire brush, and it was ready for steaks. We had steaks tonight.
Nice, very nice indeed. I did burgers.
Cool.
I was talking to Debbie, and I said, she's like, "What do you know?" She very rarely eats meat. Mm-hmm. Very, very rarely eats meat. And one of the things that she says, "I'm in the mood for a Burger King hamburger," and I went, "Seriously?" And I'm like, "How would I stop at the grocery store? And I'll pick up some nice Angus extra lean ground sirloin, and I'll make us up some of the seasonings and some oregano and some rosemary and garlic and onion and paprika. And I'll make it, crack an egg in there, and I'll make us some." She goes, "Nope, I just want a hamburger from Burger King." I'm like, "Okay." Well, I talked myself into wanting one of those. So I picked up all the ground sirloin and a package of hamburger buns. No seeds. I freaking hate seeded hamburger buns. And sure enough, man, I made myself. And I'm like, "You know what? This is going to taste absolutely phenomenal off the grill."
Yeah.
And then again, too, it's like my kids always say, they hate my hamburgers because each burger patty.
Yeah.
No word of a lie, is 7.5 inches in diameter, inch and 3/4 thick, 2 inches thick.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's the perfect burger. I mean, it's one burger is like eating three of anybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like a mini meatloaf.
There you go, brother.
A buddy of mine that from high school and used to his last name is Messina, and he used to make burgers like that, and he'd, you know, do all the mixings and fixings and stuff like that, and we called them messy burgers. They were so good.
But, yeah. They're so good when you season them right. Mm-hmm. When you get a little chopped onion in there.
Yep.
And some, I like to put chopped onion, shallots, garlic, and then I use the garlic powder and all that sort of stuff on as well.
Touch of what's this here sauce?
Worcestershire sauce is definitely in there. Worcestershire sauce, sriracha, one egg, rosemary, oregano, salt, pepper, Lowry seasoned salt, Monterey steak seasoning. What the hell else did I put in there? Paprika. And then chopped onion, chopped garlic, shallots. And that's it, which I think is enough. Make a patty out of that, and then that goes on the grill. And then while it's going, I'll take a teaspoon's worth of butter and melt it and put a teaspoon of butter right on top of the burger while it's cooking.
Yeah.
There's the best steakhouses in New York.
Yeah.
They put butter on top of it while it cooks over the flame. Yeah. And so I started adopting that into my hamburger technique.
Hey.
The damn thing is so freaking good. You really don't even need ketchup or mustard or anything to go with it. I just took the burger, I put it on the bun, and I'm like, a little mustard, a little ketchup, and a pickle, and I ate it.
Wow. Oh, that sounds good. You know, our steaks, you know, and you taught me this. I did it. Chris, these steaks were frozen because Amory took them right out of the freezer. So I had to put them in the defrost cycle in the microwave for a little bit, probably only about 5 minutes on defrost, 2.5 on each side. And that's pretty much how I cooked them too, on the grill. Meanwhile, I started the grill up and got it up at about 400 degrees, I think, with the lid down. And then I just put a little bit of sea salt on either side of the steaks, and then, some pepper, just, ground pepper. And, took it out there, put them both on the grill, and they just instantly went, and great. And then I closed the lid and told Siri to give me a timer for 2.5 minutes. And now she has smart ass remarks every time you set a timer now. It's kind of funny.
I gotta try that on mine.
Yeah, it's funny. She says something different every time. So then on that side, and then I flipped them over, and when I flipped them over and was cooking the other side, I had pre-melted butter.
In yes.
addition, I spun, you know, I while the other side was cooking, I put butter on the side that was already cooked and did another 2.5 minutes, and then I flipped them over and put more butter on. And what I did was, because they looked like they were pretty much done, so I turned off the heat and put the rest of the butter on them, and it just closed the lid and let it cook with the heat that was there, you know, left over. Yes, and they turned out perfect.
One of those steaks when you're like, I don't want anything else. I don't want anything to go with this. I just want to enjoy and cut. And you actually want to eat the steak slowly.
Yes.
Because it's like, it's so freaking good.
Yeah. So it was good. So... It is, and I would have sat out there some more, but I think...
You were getting eaten alive.
I was, and I, you know, I finally thought toward the end, I said, damn, I should have brought a cigar out, because they were swarming. They are wicked SOBs today. And
it's because all the water, I think, from all the snow we had.
Yeah, that's what they said. We had a bad snow winter. So that means more black flies, and not only that, but I'm not sure. Supposedly they need running water to hatch their eggs or something, but once they hatch, I'm not sure where they live. But I don't think it helped that we were leaf blowing the woods today.
Probably stirred up a bunch of them.
Yeah, I think that might have. And of course, last week I told you that we got these new leaf blowers, and I hadn't used them yet until last Sunday. And last Sunday, I went down to the front. And along the front of our house is dry stone. It's what we call it, a farmer's stone fence.
Yeah,
it's you see them all over New England because, you know, there's so many stones, and when the farmers cleared the fields, they would used to make these stone fences up for them. They're actually historic and protected now.
It's like a knee wall. For those who don't know, it's about 3 feet tall.
So I have one of those that goes across the entire front of the house, and it's just, you know, stacked. It's loose, and with the bigger ones on the outside, and then they kind of fill the center with little, small ones and medium-sized rocks. But I went up there to blow the leaves off with this new super leaf blower. And I pointed the thing down at the stone wall, and the rocks started flying off of the thing.
Whoops.
I said, whoa, damn, that's powerful. So I had to quickly learn how to properly attack the leaves without blowing the rocks with them.
Yes.
And I made what used to take me a full afternoon going up and down the stone wall with a rake and this little pitiful leaf blower that I used to have. With this leaf blower, I was done in like an hour.
Nice.
It took me like an hour to get it all down and blow it up into a pile. And then we collected the stuff. So today, that was last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to today, I said, these things can handle the little woods I've got in the front yard, you know, because they needed to be blown out. And I had to blow out the other side of the stone fence, too. I left the inside. So today, Anne-Marie had her little one on, and she was kind of up by the driveway, and I was down by the stone fence, and we just started pushing leaves in through the woods and out toward the driveway on the other side of the woods, and not quite done that part, but we did. We blew some out into the front yard, and we've got them all picked up. Now tomorrow we're going to have to finish it off. We're almost there. This thing just blows the leaves. I mean, these things are fun. They make quick work of anything. So if you're going to get a leaf blower, man, go all the way. Get a professional leaf blower.
Commercial grade gas engine backpack leaf blower.
It makes such a difference.
Better living through horsepower.
Yeah.
It's like I've been saying all along. You cannot have too much horsepower.
Yeah, exactly.
You can always throttle it back.
Yeah.
But you can't necessarily add more if it ain't got no more to give.
Yep. That's true. So, great thing. You know, now that... And I was giving Anne-Marie a hard time because she wanted me to get two. And I said, yeah, right. But you know what? I'm glad I got two, and I'm glad I got them because it's just...
So you're saying you're glad you listened to your wife.
Yeah, she was right. I'm don't tell her I said that.
All righty then.
So, and of course, this was week two of Couch to 5K. And of course, week two was the same as week one. So the schedule was the same. And yes, I continue to come in last. The group.
Yeah, but you're doing it. That's the important thing, man, is you're out there doing it. Yeah. I mean, tomorrow, to jump on your bandwagon, and I'm jumping on your bandwagon, I am going to go with Watson to our favorite park to go walking, which is Benson's, and I'm starting my couch to 5K tomorrow. I think my ankle will take it now, finally.
All right.
Very good. It kicks off officially tomorrow.
Cool.
I mean, in the first part, will you walk a mile?
Well, you walk 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you run a minute and walk a minute. Run a minute.
For the first.
Walk a minute. Yeah. For the first. That's the first, one. Yeah.
The first week? Okay, well, in other words. So
that's the first day.
Right, so let's paint a picture.
Yeah.
A fat, sweaty guy.
Yeah.
Being outrun and drugged by a dog that has 10-inch tall legs.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, I clutch my chest and go, ow, my chest, oh, my ankle.
But at least you have a buddy with you that can go get help.
Yes, is it? Exactly.
But now, actually, the Couch to 5K, that's the program we're doing, which is being done by a small company down in Nashua called Fleet Feet. And so they're our coaches. So that's what we're doing. I forget what the Couch to 5K does, but it's very similar. So you
very close.
Yeah, you do a lot of walking the first week or so, and you know, you slowly get into it. We did the first on Monday. We do walk 5 minutes, and then you run a minute, walk a minute, and you do that 10 times, and then you walk 5 minutes at the end. And then on Wednesday, we did 5 minutes walking and then run 2 minutes, walk a minute, 2 minutes, and repeated that 7 times and then walked 5 minutes. So this week, I haven't looked at the schedule. I don't know what we do this week. But I'm going to have to run tomorrow because I was supposed to run today. I didn't get out because of the leaf blowing thing. So tomorrow I definitely gotta, and I hate doing it on Sunday because then I'm going to go and do it on Monday again.
Right.
So.
But you're going to, because it's good for you.
Yeah. Of course, it might get canceled on Monday because we're supposed to get a bunch of rain. Oh, there goes a truck. An extra noisy truck. Hey, we had a bunch of brush fires up here. I don't know whether I talked about
that. Yeah, I saw something. No, you didn't talk about it, no. But I saw something.
Yeah, there was one down on, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, I think it was down 124 a bit. And then there was one in Mount Monadnock, mm-hmm. where they actually brought a helicopter in, and they had one of those big tanker things, you know, that they drag, and they dumped it on top of the brush fire to put it out. It was near the summit of Mount Monadnock, and that happened on Thursday. We had one at work in the Fidelity campus, which is across the highway from us.
Yeah.
And that one was a four-alarmer. They actually had four towns there dealing with that one for about 3 or 4 hours. So it's very dry here. We haven't gotten a lot of rain recently. And we've been having winds and sunny days. And so this rain is a welcome sign. Or,
exactly, just to help knock that stuff down.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to the rain for the next couple of days, hopefully. So
it'll be nice, you know. Yeah. It's and if it starts to feel a little bit, you know, humid or uncomfortable, you know, when you jump in the car, just turn on the old AC and it'll dry it right out. You'll be nice and cool for you driving around. Oh, sorry about that.
Joel. Joel.
Yes.
Fuck you.
I thought about you when every time you call me on a Thursday, I go, do you know what day it is right now? I thought of you in the reverse when we had those 87 and 89 degree days, and I got in my car and I'm like, holy Christ, is it hot out here? And I stepped outside of work and I went, oh, that's right. I charged my air conditioning in my car yesterday, and it was blowing out a balmy 66 degrees out of the vents. And I'm driving, listening to my podcast, going, he is sweating his ass off in that car.
Yeah, we might as well do it out of order. Let's go right into it.
Hello and welcome to another late night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I am one of your hosts, Joel, and today we got a few tales to tell with regards to the Prius.
Loving you is more than just a dream come true, and everything that I do is out of love. You. La 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 la
that's not right.
So, Barry, please do tell us about what it feels like on a 88 degree day in the Prius.
Where it's
6 o'clock,
heated up in the parking lot to about a balmy 100 and something inside. And you get in, you hit the start button, and you hear the fan go on, and what do you feel? Beautiful, warm air blowing upon your body.
Embracing you like a big hug.
Just, helping it get warmer inside. So then you roll down all four windows. As the sweat starts to bead up on your head and drip down upon your shirt, making it two colors, a darker shade of whatever its real color is. And you drive out, and as you pick up speed, it starts to get cooler, but then you hear the sound of the air hitting the back window, because these cars weren't made to drive at high speed with the windows down. So then you try to make adjustments to the windows so that you make the thumping noise go away.
That's when it's going up and down.
And then, and you have to go. I had an incident that happened on, last Thursday. I was listening to podcasts, and of course, if you've got the windows down, you've got to play the podcast at full volume so you can hear it over the rushing wind coming into you through your windows and hitting the back window going.
And it's prerequisite.
So I was coming home and I was listening to the Love Hate podcast by
Excellent
Anthony.
Podcast.
And I'm not going to, you can read the little write up I did. It probably describes it a little better. I took like 15 minutes to write it up, but
that was a good write-up, by the way.
And but I on the way home, I had my Ingress game up and running, and there's this favorite little park I like to go to in Merrimack. It's a little community park, but it's got three Little League baseball diamonds in it.
Right.
And so I pull in there because there's like five portals in there, and there's a road that goes around the baseball diamonds, and the portals are all along that, so you can go through there slowly and hit the portals, and they're usually kept at a rather high level. In this particular case, they were all either level 7 or level 8, because there's a bunch of us that go there frequently, and even if they get taken out the next day, they're back up to level 7, level 8,
right?
Because there's enough of us to do that. So I went in there, and I'm making the turn in, and I noticed, the bad thing about this time of year, of course, there's Little League, and there's games. And there were three Little League games going on. So not only were there the six teams playing,
right,
there was also all the moms and the dads and the little brothers and sisters that come to the games to watch.
Right.
Thing. So I'm pulling in, and I've got Love Hate podcast going with Anthony, and it was actually a very nice podcast going, and it was interesting, and it was pleasant. And then as I pulled in and approached where the biggest part of the crowd happened to be, with little children playing around, throwing balls, and just having a good time climbing on things, and lots of parents sitting in fold-up chairs right there.
Nice.
Anthony changed the atmosphere of the podcast and let out with a stream of F-bombs. That was so, that really was poetic. I mean, the guy does know how to construct F-bomb sequences. And it really is. And here my windows are wide open. I had slowed down. And of course, in a Prius, when you slow down, the engine goes off. So there was virtually no noise coming from the car.
Oh, perfect.
All the windows were down. And as I was just getting up to the parents, the moms and the dads and the little children playing and the kids out in the field, every parent, every child just kind of stopped what they were doing. All the parents turned and looked with their mouths open. I'm groping for the volume control, trying to turn the damn thing down. It was a little too late for that. And so, you know, like I said, most normal people would have probably tried to turn around and just hightail it out of there, but...
Oh, yeah.
This is Ingress, and these are level 8 portals, so I just sunk down a little bit in my seat and just kept slowly going by with now Anthony's podcast on a very minimum volume. I paused in front of each portal, and I hacked them and updated them and, you know, did whatever I had to do and went around the circle. You know, I always kind of feel conscious about doing this anyway because here's a 57-year-old guy in a car slowly going around this dirt road in a park full of children.
Reaper alert.
Pausing every once in a while. But I did. I hit all the portals twice. I stuck around to hit them twice and got lots of good level 8 stuff. And then I slowly made myself go. And I haven't heard anything from the Merrimack police, so I think I'm okay.
Not yet. But there's a lookout for a Prius. Well, his window's down and F-bombs falling out.
Yeah, license plate, my call sign. So, yeah, that was... I just want to say thank you, Anthony. Thank you so much for the NSFW podcast that you put out. And really, it kind of even shocked me because it was such a pleasant podcast. And you can go listen to it if you'd like. But toward the end, I don't know what happened. And it was just a momentary. He went back after that. But he just kind of, all of a sudden, the switch flipped. It was funny. It really was funny. I, you know, when I left, I was laughing. I was laughing about it. And I said, oh, what the hell? You know, these little kids, sometime in their life, they're going to listen to an Anthony podcast. So they might as well get used to it now. So, anyway, so that was... That was my fun time in a hot car. Now, of course, this was my birthday month, and so that means the way New Hampshire says happy birthday to you is they give you your car registration, and you have to go pay for that and get your car inspected and all that stuff. So I have to make it my way down to town hall and pay pay my registration. Now, the good thing about having a 10-year-old car now is pretty cheap.
I imagine it must be.
I think it was like $180 this year.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to, you know, if you got a brand new car and it's $400 or $500.
Right.
So I got to do that. And then, of course, I got to go make an appointment with Dr. Kenny to get the car inspected, see if he can fix that fan and the air conditioning.
Yeah, evacuate yes. And then recharge the AC.
Yeah, I think I'll have him put the dye in just to make sure we don't have any seals or something that are going. Because it is 10 years old, you know, right. So a seal's bound to go after 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I mean, after 10 years, yeah. I mean, you may have starting to go. And on the flip side of the coin, let's see, yours is what, an 05?
Yeah.
Mine's a 98.
Yeah.
And it needed a charge when I had to charge the AC in Goldfinger as well, and it's just because, you know, it's slowly reaching. Oh, sorry.
Amen. Fist bump.
What? What?
Gold finger.
What the hell was that?
Sorry. Another bumper I stole from from No Agenda.
Now I'm going to have to take another Anderson.
Amen. Fist bump.
Hey man, fist bump.
No, amen. Alrighty. Amen, fist bump.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I charged up the AC in Goldfinger, and that's what made me think of you, because it was 88 degrees when I left work on one of them there days, and
yep.
I sure enough, fired up the old AC and put it on maximum and recirculate. And was quite comfortable in the car after, I don't know, 5-8 minutes driving down the street. And I said to myself, I wonder how Barry's doing right about now. Blaming me for breaking the AC. And I'm like, I've never eaten one onion ring in that car.
But you ate Sbarro's.
See, but Sbarro pizza doesn't have the toxicity of the onion ring.
Apparently it does.
Oh, I beg to differ.
No. Let me be clear about this. It does.
I see.
There were a number of times on the trip that we rolled the windows down. It wasn't because we were hot.
Share everything, why don't you? Like you didn't fart while driving, too.
Of course not. I wait.
Oh, I see. Well, that must
I'm prim and proper.
It must be a Jedi skill where you can sit there and say, you know what, I think I'll wait till I'll fart on Thursday, and today is Tuesday. And
why do you think we made so many stops?
Yes, it's true. I can't wait for our road trip up to the Marshall McLuhan Variety Hour roundtables. I want to stock up on onion rings. On purpose. And our friends from the north, when they see you step out of the car, will go, why is he? He's so happy to be here. He's in tears, crying. And they'll not really know the reason why.
Tears of happiness.
And I'm going to disable whatever side of the car you're sitting's on window, so you can't put the window down.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
This I've got goals.
Oh, my goal
is to part your hair from across the passenger seat.
When we went up to the Nearfest, I noticed that you had forgotten how to get in and out of the Prius. You had to relearn.
Oh, God, I smashed my freaking head twice getting in and out of that car. Went to sit down and bang! Oh, shit. Always the left side of my head when I'm getting in the passenger side, and I smashed my head once while driving back from Copper Harbor because I forgot when I was driving. I had to get into the Prius because I wasn't paying attention, and you whack the right and it's always right on the temple.
Yeah.
You know, it's never, you know, on the skull where it's nice and thick and nothing's going to do any damage. It's right on the nice, soft, smushy temple. And, yeah, I did that, and I thought to myself, wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Yep. I do it. Well, I'm used to it. You know, you got to kind of curl up both ends of yourself to get into the Prius.
Fold in half and spin and rotate in.
That's right. Sit down like an old man and bring your feet in.
So yeah. I have to say on that note though, I am really looking forward to the trip.
Yeah.
It'll July.
Be fun. It'll be
so
fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
As my beautiful bride said, oh, so you guys, it was like a podcasting convention? I said, well, kind of, yeah. Except for, well...
There's no convention, and we just sit there and drink and eat.
And we talk about podcasting while sitting in a bar and eat and drink. So, yes, it's a convention without the formality.
That's right. It's the best kind that there is.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, you're going on a pub crawl. I'm like, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
Pretty much it.
So, yep.
That'll be fun now.
With some great folks, and hopefully come back with, be able to share some great stories and come back with some great stories.
That's right. I only have one. Don't go looking at trucks now, because to tell you the truth, I only have one quick story.
Acquiring position. Downloading latest intel package.
Oh, sorry. That was just a burp.
That was pretty good. Okay, enough of that. I only have one quick story, other than, you know, the story I told, which was more about listening to the podcast than ingressing.
Yes.
I made level 11 this week.
Yay! There's the bumper.
Thanks.
Actually, cool. That's very cool, because you've been working on that for quite some time.
Well, not really, but...
Yeah, you were. You were trying to get that particular
badge. Oh, I was getting the Sojourner, which is an easy badge to get. I only needed one gold badge, and Sojourner was, you have to go out and hack every day. And so, you know, to get the gold badge, you needed 60 days. Well, that was easy to do. You know, nobody can stop you. Nobody can prevent you from hacking. And I go to work almost, you know, actually it became a little bit of a nuisance, because it's like, ah, crap. I wasn't planning on going anywhere today, but I got to at least drive the car down to the pond and come back up, because that's the closest portal there is. And I shouldn't complain. It's like a mile down the road.
Right. You could walk there from the driveway if you really wanted.
I could. Actually, several times I did. I took Sammy. We went for a walk and went down there, and I hacked it and then came back.
Yep.
So that worked, and I'm continuing on with that. And other than that, I'm just playing the way I play sniper now. I'm just a sniper. Yes. I look at the intel map before I get ready to leave for work, or leave work to go home, and I pick a couple targets and I go take them. You know, and usually they're pretty good targets, and so I'm sure I'm pissing people off. And of course they want to get even with me and take my portals, but I really don't keep portals, so.
Right. Yeah, so you don't have any really locked down that you're like, I gotta protect this.
The portals that I take, that I snipe, I take them, and I load them up, but I don't usually link them to anything. I just take them, and then they come running over and try to take them back, and it's like, okay, go ahead. I don't care. I just took your either large link or your field down, which you're not going to put back right away. I did meet a frog.
Did you?
Yeah, I was attacking a portal, and he's a new guy. He's just actually he's level 5 now, but he was level 4 when I met him. He walked out. I'm in front of the Jehovah's Witnesses place. On 101, going up toward right near Harvey's Harvest House or whatever, you know. Or
okay, yeah, I know where you're at.
Yeah, and so there's happened to be something going on at the church, so it was crowded. So instead of pulling into their parking lot, which I'll do if it's empty, I did a U-ey and I came up and pulled in front of it on the road, and have a big enough shoulder that you can pull over. And I was busy attacking it, and I just got done attacking it and taking it, and all of a sudden I see this guy looking in my passenger window, and I roll down the window some more, because it was already open, because it was like 80 degrees out. And he goes, "Are you QRM?" I said, "Yeah, who are you?" And he told me his name, and then we told our real names, and we had a good chat, you know, and just
very cool,
you know. So, and I said, I said, "We play a friendly game around here." I said, he goes, "Well, I'm going to be fighting you for this one." I said, "And, you know, the game wouldn't be fun if you took it and I didn't come and take it from you every once in a while." Yeah, right. So, you know, we'll have fun. But he was a nice guy. And it's fun to meet up with people during the game like that. There are some people that are just SOBs, you know. They take the game way too serious.
About it.
Yeah. This guy wasn't. He's going about it the right way, and that's cool. I like meeting up with the people like that. So
that's, you know, that's what keeps it fun. The game itself is enjoyable once you do get into it. It's a lot more fun with more people.
Yeah,
you know, if you go palling around with somebody.
Yeah,
and you know, and really, it's how can you go wrong? You know, it's like if you meet nice people, then that's what makes the game. It's I've said that.
Yeah.
With regards to playing Call of Duty online.
Yes.
The game is cool, but I play the game to meet and talk to my friends and the people, not because of the game.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those social things. Let's get social with social media. Let's get social. I'm sorry. That is the worst song in the world. They play it all the time on No Agenda.
Yeah,
night.
That's a pretty rough bumper.
I saw it and I said, oh, I gotta have that and add it to our bumper collection.
Hopefully they didn't pay money for that.
No, I didn't pay money for that. They actually.
Hopefully they didn't pay money for it.
No. I hope not. God.
Yeah, that should have been a freebie.
Yeah. So
I mean, the song for you, okay.
But you know, we're gonna have to. You'll have to come up sometime. We'll have to go out because they added the missions thing, and that's kind of cool because then we can go about and just, you know, follow a mission. I've done a couple of them, and there's nothing spectacular about them except for, you know, you go in a certain. Sometimes you don't even have to go in order, but you go in a certain order and either hack or they tell you what to do at the portal. And you do that, and then if you get them all done, then you get a mission badge. And they actually have another, you know, a real badge that counts against thing. Again, if you get like 5 missions done, then you get a bronze and silver. I forget, it's 10 missions, and gold, I think, is 100 missions. There's a ton of missions out there, you know. Now, and I created a mission in Jaffrey, which we talked about.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So. They're nice. It's kind of funny because if you look at them, you can do different things. Tell them to do different things at different portals. But most people that make these missions up say, go to the portal and hack it. That's all they say. Yeah, you can tell the teachers in the group. Coup d'etat. Coup d'etat is a school teacher. And her missions are a little more educational. She makes you do different things at the portals, you know. You've got to read things and answer questions.
Interesting. So you have to almost study.
Yes, you can tell the teachers in the group. That's all I can say. So, but it's kind of cool because you do go around and visit all the portals and you end up paying more attention to them than... Well, I always pay attention to them anyway, because half of them are historical markers or something, and I sit there, the first time I go visit, I read it and say, that's cool, I didn't know that. You know? So, anyway, okay, enough fingers talk. Bob, you can come back now.
Yep, yeah, hopefully you got your beer.
Okay. And we did bottom gear. Oh, damn.
Done.
That leaves us with entertainment last month. And I'll start off with entertainment last month, and unlike everybody else who immediately jumped on Netflix when House of Cards came out, season 3, and started watching it and marathoned it the first weekend it was out, I didn't. I finally got around to it, and I've only watched 3 shows so far, and I have to watch the 3rd show over because I fell asleep during it, and that says something. Right there. I know I really was tired.
Right.
But the other 2 seasons of House of Cards woke me up and kept me awake, even if I was tired. This year's is, well, so far, anyway, the first 3 shows, not really that impressed with it, but it is kind of also following the British version.
Mm-hmm.
So that worries me a little.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I know how the British one ends.
Oh, good point.
So, We'll see if they change it up here or if they try to make this one go longer. Because I think the British one was only 3 seasons.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. But that's the only thing I've got this week.
I've never watched House of Cards, and I haven't seen episode 1 of season 1.
Yeah.
I just never jumped on that bandwagon yet. I guess I should probably look into it, but after hearing the recommendations of Manhattan from Dave Broadback, he mentioned that one, and then you mentioned Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they mentioned Daredevil as well. I started watching Daredevil. And you're right. It is not that Ben Affleck hokey as crap movie.
No.
Dared not by a country mile.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I had heard the statement that it's better than Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is a little campy. Mm-hmm. I watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I do,
but
too.
It's on regular TV, so it's right. Going to be... Given the time slot, I find it a little campy, yes, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's definitely darker.
It got a lot better this year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's really gotten good. I was kind of worried for a while there that it wasn't going to get picked up for another season.
Yeah.
Because it was gotten a little slow, a little boring, a little okie dokie, here we go again. Yeah. But Marvel's got really good, and then Daredevil, I have to say, is definitely darker. It's more...
Yeah.
More like, the latest Batman movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, any of the later on Batman movies, except for the one with Clooney. Clooney's Batman sucked.
royally.
Yeah. But, you're up to the same. I think I've only watched 2 episodes? I may have only watched 1 episode of Daredevil. There's so many things to watch in so little time, you know. That's
right.
I don't want to
come home from work and get stuff done around the house.
And I don't want to be a couch potato.
Huh?
I've been trying to go to bed earlier because I usually watch these things at let's see, the news is over. It's almost 12 midnight. Let's start watching these shows.
Yeah, exactly. And you say to yourself, look, I got to get up at 5:10 every morning.
Yeah.
So I can't stay up till midnight watching frickin' TV.
Yeah. And even on the weekends, now that the weather's nice and everything, you want to get up earlier in the morning because you got stuff to do.
Yeah, it's nice out.
So I can't, lay around in bed till 10, 11 o'clock in the evening. Well, let's put this way. I can't lay in bed till 10 or 11 o'clock.
I can honestly say, and I'm not even slightly embarrassed about it. Last night I took a melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And my ass was in bed and didn't get out of bed until 10 o'clock this morning.
I was close there. I think I got up at 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, I stayed up till, midnight or so, watching TV like a kid, like I was when I was in high school, trying to stay up as late as you can, watch as much TV as you can, and then you can't figure out why you can't function for shit the next day. Well, it's because you got up and you only have 5 hours of sleep under your belt.
Yeah.
But, I stayed up late, and then I'm like, you know what? I want to sleep really soundly. So I had a melatonin.
Yeah.
Which a beautiful bride picked up, a 3-milligram melatonin, which I usually only used to take the 1-milligram, and they seem to work fine. These 3s, holy shit, these things fucking put me down. Once I'm down, I sleep.
Anne-Marie picks up the 5-milligram ones.
I can't even imagine.
And I only take them on the weekends because they say, oh, it doesn't affect your waking up. Yeah, it does.
It does. Because oh, yeah, it does.
when I take the other thing I've noticed when taking that stuff is, boy, do I dream. I dream a lot, which probably means I'm getting deep sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You have all kinds of great fanciful dreams, and I can't tell you how many times I've won the lottery while on melatonin sleeping at night. Because you're dreaming, I'm like, I won the lottery, I won the Powerball. But, and then trying to wake up in the morning, I got Watson who runs and does that. He does is run up to get up on the bed, like I said, because my bed, I put a lift kit on it. And, so that little dude jumps up and he lands square on between your belly and your chest. Boom! Blows all the air out of your lungs, and then you get this little dog licking you on the face, and you're trying to shake the melatonin, low, or I don't know what the hell you call it. grogginess off, and you're like, oh, all right, I guess I got to get up. And then you look at the clock and go, holy shit, it's 10 o'clock. Yeah. I slept half the morning away.
I usually have Charlie comes up, and he will, as a cat, he will come up and he'll force his head underneath my hand and sit there and purr, and then he'll come up and sit on my chest and start licking my face. He's a cat,
yes,
but he licks my face.
Well, it's because it's time to get up.
Right, so, yeah. And, of course, I get very upset with him sitting on my chest because that means he's sitting right on top of my iPhone. Mm. And
That's right. Yeah. On top of the precious.
Yeah, my precious. And he likes to do that. Wherever I put the phone on the bed, even if I'm getting dressed or something, and I have the phone on the bed, he will come, jump up on the bed and go over and sit right on top of the phone.
That's unique. Anytime I've sat in my chair and I'm looking at my iPhone, the first thing the cat steers towards the rubber head on is to try and push the phone out of my hand.
They know.
Yeah, they know. It's like, no, this can't have your attention. I need your attention.
Yeah. So, Anne-Marie gets up with the birds every morning. And of course, she claims she can't sleep because, you know, usually our oldest kitty, Abigail, not Abigail. Oh my God. Yep. Cleo.
Cleo.
Abigail was another cat we had.
Yes.
But Cleo is in the front bedroom, and she has the loudest meow.
Yeah.
And she, we kind of keep her in that front bedroom because she started, in rooms. So she stays in that room when, you know, we open it up during the day.
Right. And she goes around. But she's going to yowl at dark 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, for Christ's sake, shut up, cat.
For a 20-year-old cat, she's got a set of lungs on her, that's for sure. And she wants to be fed, and she wants to go downstairs, and she wants to go outside, because she likes to, in the nice weather, we let her outside in the front porch, or front step. She likes to sit out there in the sun. So, and then the dog, usually, dog's been taken to coming up at night now, and of course, he goes right over to Anne-Marie's side, and he'll go up over there, and he'll start going, doing the thing to her. I ignore it, because I got earbuds in, so I can't hear any of this stuff.
Right out.
Yeah. She goes, don't you hear them? I said, no, there's a reason why I wear earbuds when I go to bed.
Makes it easier to ignore.
The rubbery earbuds, so they're also earplugs.
Yep, they cancel out any noise outside of the earbud.
Yes, I really don't hear it. I just take my melatonin dreams and
float away on a puffy little cloud.
So cool. Fun times. But
that's definitely like one of the days of our lives kind of thing. What do you do? Well, I wake up to an animal licking me or yelling at me to get out of bed.
It's all part of it. Now, last night I was up till about 3, I think. And
holy crap.
I went to bed. Well, I won't say I was wide awake for those till 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably slept an hour or two in the chair, probably between 10 and 12.
Right.
And I woke up and I thought about going to bed. But I was looking stuff up on the computer and you know what I was doing? I was freaking doing, you'll appreciate this since there's 3 and now it'll be soon 4 in the can here waiting to get out. I was doing putting together shows.
Oh, cool. Yeah, definitely. So they can get them. You're going to have to dump all 4 at once.
Yeah. The problem is I don't have a lot of time during the week to do it. And especially the past couple weeks with all the stuff going on in the studio up here, the studio was not available for me to use to record the beginnings. So it's been fun. So I got to record beginnings. And then throw some together. I might get one done tonight. Don't Don't quote me on that, though, but I'm going to try.
That would be good. I'm sure there are those who want to hear new shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Since, you know, they're there. One of these days, I'm just going to dump them all out at the same time.
We're still talking about stuff on four shows ago from, like, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And we're still complaining about the snow in the last.
Yes. Time. Exactly. And everybody else is walking around in shorts and going, man, how about this heat?
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry. Post production is actually takes longer than actually recording the show. May not seem like it, but it does. So.
Well, hopefully they'll get out there pretty darn soon.
Yeah. So
when you get a chance.
Yeah. Yep. We'll see. All right. Well, you know what?
All right. All right.
Since it's only the two of us, I think we're done.
In an hour and a half. Hour and 40 minutes, something like that.
Yep. That's what I got. Hour 39. And that's if I use the whole thing in the front as pre-show.
Yeah, well, so, you know what? There, I think that's a reasonable amount of time for the show.
I'll probably eliminate the stuff where we were cussing at you.
Well, that's okay. I mean, really, they're all used to it anyway.
Right now, Joel.
Joel was actually, like you said, I was watching a YouTube video on a CUCV diesel Chevy truck. The guy was restoring it, and that's whenever, you know, Debbie said, oh, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm late for the show. So, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You said she was working today, so she's probably tired. So
she's zonked out. Yep. Yeah.
She's been sending me stuff for 5K runs again on Facebook. Yeah? I gotta see what I can do. I'm not going to be able to run as many as I did last year because they cost money.
Yes, it's just the same thing. They're getting their prices from way the hell up.
Yeah, they're like at a minimum of $20 every time you participate. I mean, one. Some are more expensive.
Yeah, some are like, you know, they used to be $5 here or a $10 donation there. And now they're like $35, and then you have to do it, and you're like, damn.
Yeah. So
$30-$40. I think I'll just take a pass.
I think they're fun. I enjoy it, but. Yeah, with all the work we had done here for the studio, and of which I had to pay half, you know, basically. And, you know, I'd rather spend the money going up to Canada than the Marshall McLuhan thing than spend money on running.
Yes.
For, you know, charity, you know.
Exactly. I hear you.
Yeah, I don't want to help out people in need. I want to go to the Marshall McLuhan.
Drink table, awesome I'll drink Canadian beer.
Screw you, needy people.
I'm needy a beer.
Oh, that's terrible. These windows are deep. I'm just looking at them. You know, this is the first time I've had a good look at these windows, and damn, they're pretty damn nice windows. I'm liking it. Liking them a lot.
Oh, yeah, actually got a great breeze.
And I see bugs, but they're on the outside trying to get in. They're not on the inside. This is great. Ah, fantastic. All right. Well, we do have a musical guest tonight, and we're almost done. The 70s Billboard Hot 100 40th Song of the Year.
Yep.
And we're up to 1978, and the number 40 song for that year was Walter Egan with Magnet and Steel. Actually, I like that song.
Cool.
That's so we'll be listening to Walter, and I think that's it. We'll call it a show.
Right.
So cool. Once again, we like to say to all our military friends out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you're doing. Be careful out there, especially you OCONUS guys. Well, hell, even the CONUS guys have to be careful now because supposedly ISIS is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. I think I think they're going to misjudge the United States though a little bit because, you know, if they start doing stuff like that, they're going to find out exactly how many guns there are in the U.S. Because I know if it starts getting bad, I'll be packing.
Mm-hmm. So don't even be walking around looking shifty. You'll get shot.
Yeah. So, yeah. But so anyway, but be careful out there. And thanks for what you're doing. And yo, Conus guys, we hope you get back home to your family and friends real soon. Until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that, from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, where it's balmy and the bugs have fangs, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, where it is also a bit muggy, but no fangy bugs out here, I'm Joel.
And Michael was with us in the pre-show. So he's busy in Woodstock, Illinois, at the theater listening to a ragtime. Was it ragtime band?
Ragtime band, yeah.
So pretty cool. All right, and happy Mother's Day out there to all you mothers.
Yep. Jeez, that just came out funny, you mothers.
Sorry.
That's cool.
Well, you know what we say on Father's Day.
What?
Happy Father's Day to all you mother.
Oh, mother fathers.
Yeah, mother fathers. All right, everybody. Let's show 180, 181 next week or sometime in the near future.
Thanks. See y'all later.
We'll see ya. And here is Walter Egan.
I
Samson, speak. Good boy.